it is a statement that we received really with a shock and dismay. I think what this statement does is that it undermines the work of the ACC, but also beyond that, it places a lot of doubt, even within the public, in terms of the confidence that the public has in the ACC. The ACC is currently facing a lot of challenges, one of which is this public perception that it has to grapple with. There's a perception out there in the public that the ACC does not have the independence, does not have the muscle to be able to prosecute high-profile cases that have to do with corruption. And so statements such as the one that the president made really do not help to improve that public perception that the ACC is grappling with. So it's a statement really that shocked us to our core, and it's really, really unfortunate.
But Maurice, would you say that the president, and for that matter, his government, have been able to give the Anti-Corruption Commission the commitment and the political backing for them to go after those who are alleged to have committed financial malfeasance in Zambia?
It's a multi-dollar question in many ways, but I think that a lot of what we have seen from the president and generally from his government is that there has been a lot of rhetorical commitment when it comes to the fight against corruption. But then in terms of the actions that they actually do, they don't speak to what is coming in terms of the verbal commitment. And so for us, this is something that we have raised repeatedly, that it is not just about saying that you are interested in fighting corruption, but it's about being able to give even entities such as the ACC the leeway and the space to be able to actually do their constitutionally mandated role. And we don't think that that has happened to as a great an extent as it should.
The last time Voice of America spoke with President Lungu, he said he is committed to fight corruption in Zambia. Some of his supporters are also saying that his recent statement, including the one attributed to him yesterday, calling on the Anti-Corruption Commission to look into how contracts are awarded, to probe, to investigate, isn't this part of the commitment to fight corruption in Zambia?
What we would like to see is that we would like to see real action that is taken. Well, let me give you an example, Peter. When one of his ministers was being investigated for corruption, what we were calling upon, and a lot of other stakeholders joined us in calling on the president to put that minister aside, because he had an active court case actually in court. And so what we were saying is that in order to give precedence and to give integrity to the whole process of the investigation, he needed to put the minister aside, either on suspension, so that he could concentrate fully on the court case. And if, in the event that the minister is found innocent, then he would be brought back. But then the statement that we got in response to that, I think, is something that worried us. Because also, one of the things that we have raised is that there has not been a consistency in terms of how the president approaches corruption. Because for some ministers in the past that have faced allegations of corruption, he has actually fired them on the spot. I have an example of the former community development minister, Honorable Emerine Kabanshi, who was fired on the basis of allegations. And yet for other ministers, he says no presumption of innocence until proven guilty. So it's this inconsistent approach towards the fight of corruption that gives us doubt as to whether there really is a commitment in that sense.
Has Transparency International Zambia engaged with the Anti-Corruption Commission to ascertain how you could cooperate or help in the fight against corruption in Zambia?
As a matter of fact, we do collaborate with the ACC on a number of projects, one of which is a study that we do every 2 years called the Zambia Bribepayers Index. But beyond that, I think it's quite clear that the ACC is facing a lot of challenges, some of which we are privy to. And I think some of these challenges have to do with the inadequate funding, for example, that they receive for them to be able to fully prosecute cases. And I think the fact that their funding comes through central government also doesn't help in terms of even the public perception when it comes to the independence of the ACC itself. But also, I think one of the things that we have seen with the ACC is that for some cases it has almost seemed that there is some invisible influence or invisible hand that is influencing maybe the way that they do things, and we think that that is a big problem that we need to start sorting out even as a country.